This is Amy Poehler. My new movie, Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, is coming to theaters June 14th, and it's making me feel joy and sadness and anger, definitely some disgust,
Rose,
and I think a little fear.
Really?
But I'm also feeling these new emotions like anxiety, embarrassment, envy, and ennui.
It's what you call the boredom.
Okay, that one was weird. It's going to be the feel-everything movie of the summer. Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, only in theaters June 14th. Get tickets now.
Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
What is up, you guys? Welcome back to AfterBuzz TV. Mariana is caught in an uncomfortable situation with Evan, and Callie is always having problems with her job. It's awkward. We have all that to talk about and more. Season 2, Episode 7 of Good Trouble, titled In the Middle. Stay tuned.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
What is up, you guys? Welcome back. We are live from Hollywood, getting into some good trouble. What is up? I'm your host, Dakota T. Jones. We're going to be reviewing the episode. We've got news and gossip, and then we're going to play a fun little game of Have You Been Good or Trouble? So make sure you stay tuned for the entire segment, because we even have some predictions at the end. We love you guys. We're back, and I'm joined by my other two lovely co-hosts, who are conveniently millennials in Hollywood trying to figure out dating, work, relationships, friendships, everything, and of course
careers,
we enjoy a cocktail on Saturdays here and there too.
Oh, y'all!
Please welcome the unapologetic Shay Jones.
Hi, guys.
And Lauren, the truth.
Cause I keep it 100.
That's right. Well, you guys, let's just jump right on in. I always ask you guys, what are your overall thoughts of the episode? Because I think it's important for us to kind of give a general synopsis, and then we'll break it down.
Synopsis, big words, okay.
I have all the big words today.
Overall, I thought this was a really good episode. In that ending, I was just like, my hand was over my mouth, like, just like, oh my gosh. I'm just so excited to get into the entire episode.
Yeah, and I think what you're kind of prefacing for those of you who are watching is the Dennis Davia.
Oh, that too, but it was more of the Gael coming to talk to Callie part.
Oh, okay. All right. See, both of those were juicy moments, and we cannot wait to tell you all about them.
You took my word. I was going to say juicy.
Yes.
This episode was juicy. Dennis and Davia, Malika and her job, her sending that tweet out. All of it was juicy, risky. Secrets are going to be revealed.
That's a better word, risky.
Yeah,
this episode's
risky.
Very risky.
People's relationships, sisterships were put on the line. So, I mean, yeah, I loved it. It was juicy.
Yeah, relationships are messy, you guys.
Yes.
Everything is just crazy. But first I want to talk about Evan, because he is obviously putting the pressure on Mariana.
He is.
And we see a different side of him, because he's usually that very understanding, very caring, very like, you know what, everything's going to be great. I'm kind of happy-go-lucky, just trying to see what happens with this app. You know, I believe in you, Mariana. Now he's putting the pressure on her and making her feel uncomfortable, not taking no for an answer. What do you think is stemming this weird attitude behavior from him?
It's weird because until she announced that she was dating Raj, I felt like it wasn't so much like that. But at the same time, it's kind of weird because he's asking her to help with the whole dating profile. So it's not necessarily, like, I think that's the issue. But it is really weird that, one, he's putting all this pressure on her. But then on the other hand, every 5 minutes, he's, like, following her to the restroom, like, should I tell this lady I like cats, or should I tell her I'm wearing a t-shirt? You know what I mean? It's just kind of unreal. It's like, chill, dude. Like, give me a break.
Mm.
Yeah.
I know you've got something to say, Shay.
Okay. So this is my thing for Evan in this particular case. I think it's just because he is socially awkward and is on the spectrum, he doesn't know boundaries, and he really hasn't had a chance to discover what boundaries are with another person, because I don't think he's been that close to another person in the way he is with Mariana, as he feels comfortable with her. So his boundaries, he doesn't know where they are. And until she sets boundaries, he won't know. So he's going to keep thinking it's okay.
That goes for a lot of different relationships. They just do what they think is acceptable. And if you, as the opposite person of the friendship or relationship, you kind of don't know how to address it, so you let it go for a while, and then that behavior that they're emitting becomes natural or normal in their mind, because they're like, oh, this is just how I act, this is how they respond to me, whatever. And then whenever out of the blue someday, they're like, wait, you can't treat me like this, or we need to have boundaries, and it's like this big surprise. You know?
Yeah, yeah, I agree. You gotta, I guess you have to lay the ground rules before going into it. Mm. I just don't think that Mariana thought it would get to that point.
Mariana.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Gotcha. Okay, so Mariana needs Gael's help.
Well, yeah, well, he's a graphic designer.
That's, he's the graphic designer. It is his job. But Evan needs her to launch the app in 10 days.
Mm-hmm. Which he is a little...
A chat feature. Don't you think chat features are easy? You just gotta, like, have this little thing that pops up on the side that you can just, like, type some stuff in.
I mean, it's, we're not technical people, so it sounds easy.
Yeah.
But in reality, it could actually be a big thing. Especially when you were designing your app for a chat feature.
It could be a big thing. And speaking of big things, Gael needs to make a big sketch of a big sculpture.
Yeah.
So he is having some opportunities arise with his new, not job, but like a potential new job, some work for him. Obviously, he's starting to make a name for himself in the art world. And Elijah is there to support him and says, sometimes you have to let your friends down to like better yourself. And... that's kind of like a... I understand where he's coming from, but at the same time, I think there's a way to do it that's
without
a little...
without screwing everyone in the, right. in the process. There, I totally agree with you. There is a definitely a way to have approached the situation. What Gael could have just done is, before he went to the interview or the meeting that he had to have at the Bank of America building in downtown LA, because I know where they're filming.
way to just, like, give away their location like that.
It's also the location of Pretty Woman, so if you don't understand that, that's not my... I can't help you. However, back on to Gael real quick, you could have seriously just went into the office... handed it to Mariana and just said, here, unfortunately, I cannot be here, but these are the details that go into the presentation, and leave. Instead of sending an email that won't open, and then you're not answering your phone because you're in a meeting that's very important for you. I feel like that would have been the better way to have dealt with the situation instead of just taking your man's advice and choose yourself in the situation.
I feel like we've all been there where we have something important to send and we send the link and we think everything's great and we go on about our day and we leave the house or something and then we're like, oh my gosh, it didn't go through or it's still processing.
Yeah.
And we're freaking out and it just goes to show that you can't ever fully trust technology because there's always going to be some mess up or mix up.
Yeah, he's got to double check, open it from a different computer, tell the person you're sending it to, does this work? But I completely agree with you. He was definitely being selfish. And I know, like you said, we've all been at the place where we want to advance in our personal careers. But at the same time, you can't neglect the job you have right now because that is what's kind of helping you pay your rent.
Yeah.
So he definitely should have given the Faust to someone. And then went about his meeting because he really just left him hanging, and that was like really unprofessional.
It really was. I just, as much as I can see where Elijah's come from, there is a better way to have done it. And granted, that could be how Elijah has gotten to where he is, and that might work for Elijah as a person. But Gael is not the same person as you. Mm. You're just not. So we don't always handle the same things in the same way, and that's okay too if you don't do that. But you also just have to understand that I can't just be completely selfish because I don't know what the repercussions of that will be.
I think that this was a moment where Gael took Elijah's advice. And sometimes Elijah's advice is a little dodgy as far as, like, you know, just certain things. I mean, because obviously Elijah was lying about the review that was written.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He did that and paid for that for Gael. So he's not completely honest all the time when he's saying, oh, sometimes you can let your friends down. Like, I'm just wondering some of the motives from Elijah. I don't know.
It's different from like letting your friends know, like, oh, I can't make it to this happy hour.
Yes.
Versus like, oh, this is all of our jobs at risk.
Yeah.
Mainly Mariana's.
There you go.
And then, you know what I mean? Like the other people on her team, they're all women. So the fact that they made that whole fight club, that kind of reflects negatively on them because they're like, oh, it's all a team of women and y'all couldn't get this done. You know what I mean?
So well, I think only the team of women is not a graphic designer.
Yeah. So but they're not going to throw him under the bus. Obviously, they're not going to throw Gael under the bus. So I just feel like he wasn't thinking about anyone else besides himself. And like I said, here and there, you know, if you don't want to show up, don't show up to a party, don't show up to graduation, whatever. But when it's work and people's jobs are on the line. That's really bad.
Yeah. And Mariana also left the flash drive over at Jamie's house.
She fumbled the ball, too.
So who does she send to go pick up this flash drive?
The ex.
Gael,
of all people. Why would you send Gael to Jamie's house at all?
She didn't know because obviously Callie didn't tell her because they're having their whole trust of secrecy.
No, but it's not even that like, oh, she didn't know about the painting. It's just like you don't send someone's ex to the new boo's house.
But she can't do it, though. So it's like you... Okay, who's closer? They're all at work. Gael's the only one who's not at this office.
But Gael needs to get back and bring the media. So homegirl who needed the files, maybe she could have went. Maybe like somebody. They got that little Postmates where you can pick up things and deliver it.
But I don't understand. Like, so if I lived in this apartment, unless I missed a part, if I lived in this apartment, my
Doorman
can just let anyone in my house. Oh, I've left something.
He got permission. Like, that's the thing. Jamie called the doorman to give permission for Callie's sister, person, somebody from the office to come pick up the drive from his apartment itself.
Okay, all right. I was over here like, I'm not living there because anyone and their mother could just stroll right up in the apartment and get whatever they wanted.
Yeah, but I mean, he did, and even when he said, are you a friend of Jamie's? And he said, no, not really. I'd have been like, well, sir, hold
up. Get out of his house.
Yeah, I would have been like, what exactly are you getting? I'll get it for you. You know what I mean?
The door.
Exit is this way.
I know.
However, he shouldn't have, even if a door is slightly open...
He had no business walking in there.
Yeah, opening it. No matter what you thought you saw, it's not your right to also open a door in an apartment that is not yours.
I know, because what...
I mean, granted, I might pull something like this, but people should expect that from me.
Unless he heard some screams, thought somebody was dying, but he literally was just being nosy, and it was kind of dark in that room.
Yeah, he already had a flash drive.
But it was like a shining like nightlight somehow, some still like that...
It was a glow.
It was a glow that came through that made him just want to inspect whatever was behind the door.
He had no business doing that. None.
No, ma'am.
And you know what? I think that after this whole thing, Callie might even get mad at Mariana because she's going to be like, you were supposed to be the one going there, not him.
Exactly.
I mean, obviously, because of promo, that fight's going to go in.
That is.
So I still want to... understand why Jamie decided to buy this piece.
He said he liked it. He never specifically said the reason why.
We didn't get
that. Subconsciously, however, I think Callie's was somehow involved with the making of it.
But why would you want it still? Like, it's weird. He said he liked it. I feel like we didn't get the true reason because, oh, let me go buy his painting. Like, no, why are you going to buy the painting?
I mean, personally, the painting was gorgeous. Why wouldn't you buy it, though?
Because he almost hated him in a way. Well, he was jealous.
Yeah, I'm saying they don't hate each other.
Very jealous of him.
Yes, I wouldn't spend money to. Well, I don't know. That sounds mean, but I wouldn't like if I was interested in someone and I knew that they had a past with this person that we were at the art show. I wouldn't spend a bunch of money to like boost the ego.
Exactly. Unless it was anonymously. Unless it was like a painting of Callie, and he just didn't want.
Anyone else
to have it or anything, then I could totally understand. Like, if it was Callie, I completely understand. But it was, like, broken clay rocks. Like, it was very nice.
It was beautiful. No, seriously. I'm on the opposite side of both of y'all.
Nah.
Personally, if it's beautiful and it, like, for me, art, you know, just speaks in a certain way to certain people. And if it spoke to me enough.
It didn't speak to Jamie.
I wouldn't really care as much. I might have just... But again, that's why he also purchased it anonymously. He also didn't want Gael to know that he was maybe even moved by his painting to, like, say, oh, I think you're talented, but I'm still fighting for my woman against you.
We've never seen any type of art interest for Jamie at all, so that's why I say he's not moved. I think there's a real reason. We'll probably find it out later, but...
Probably in the next episode. I hope so,
because that whole thing got me confused. I'm like, I don't know. I mean, Jamie apparently has a lot of money and is making good money, and he can afford to throw it at this painting.
Why can't he get Callie an internship wherever he works?
I know. Because... Did you see that apartment?
He's working with a bunch of Republicans, and she doesn't want to do that anymore.
Oh, right.
Yeah, he works for a big... He's like a junior lawyer at a big-time law firm.
I'm surprised that she didn't move with him a long time ago.
I think it's like she said... The coterie, as much as it drives her crazy, it gives her that sense of being back at the Foster's house with so many people.
She likes that camaraderie, the family aspect, craziness.
She's used to it, and she used to be on her own, but that wasn't also safe either. So I feel like even if she decided to move in with Jamie, that's in a way leaving the... Actually now becoming an adult. Like, actually being the adult to, okay, I'm going to move in with... You know, my man, and we're going to see where this goes.
It's the fear of the unknown.
Yes, definitely. I agree with that.
The fear of the unknown. Sometimes you just got to jump in head first and just be like, swim, sink or swim. But speaking of Callie, let's go on to her other storyline. She's asking for more responsibilities in the workplace. And she's kind of caught in the middle of this weird, like, sexual tension love
mommy
fest
and daddy
between Marcus and Teresa. I mean, it seems like they're very catty, and, you know, one tells her to do one thing, and the other's like, oh, well, I'm the boss, and you do this instead. And it gets her in a weird, in the middle, as the episode title is, of an uncomfortable situation. And it's not fair to her. She's just wanting to have more responsibilities and help people. I mean, she seems like she's one of the only people in there that's like, I want to do something for good. Everyone else has, like, other motives.
I mean, that's also why she wanted to work for the ACLU.
Yeah. I don't know. I just know that...
It's just weird, because obviously, like... The other coworkers said they had a pass. Now, like, one person may be on their way out, another person's up for promotion, all that drama. And she's a new girl, just trying to, like, do some work. And, you know, like you said, she's kind of caught in between it. But I guess what I'm kind of scared for her is because even though she's going to Teresa saying, this happened and this happened, let's make a change. And then Marcus is like, well, we can do it. I'm wondering, does Marcus really want to do it, or is this a plan to, like, set her Callie up for failure?
I don't know if it's to set her up for failure. I think Marcus wants to go behind Teresa's back and be like, oh, well, you didn't do this good idea. Well, watch how great I'm going to carry it out, and I'm the better, blah, blah, blah.
If he does that, okay, because, like, even though his motives may be bad, the intention and the outcome will be good, but I'm afraid for Callie because... Teresa already told her no. She's like, no, kind of drop it. And now if she finds out she's doing it, that could put her job on the line.
And even though Teresa's not, like, jumping in, like, let's do this together, Teresa is being very kind to Callie. And we know that Teresa appreciates Callie's ideas and really wanted to bring her in the firm. So I think she's like, I don't think it's going to work, but please keep up these great ideas because one of them's going to stick and it's going to work out. So I don't think Teresa... means anything by it. I think she just feels like they would be biting off more than they could chew. I don't know.
I actually agree with that. I can see both sides of the conversation, but I definitely think this is seriously Marcus' way just to show that he's better and he actually can do that. So if he can actually get Callie on his side, he wins whatever tug of war they're having right now between them, which really just obviously leaves Callie in the middle because Teresa's been very nice. I understand what it's like to be fresh out of law school with so much enthusiasm, and I appreciate it. But I also want to say I kind of agree with Marcus. I think she's playing it safe. And if there is a way, and actually you can find some investors to save a lot of more apartments, try.
Please do, yeah.
Because I'm sorry. Living in L.A., like, they're trying to take out Amoeba. For those who don't live in L.A., Amoeba is the most amazing place where you just vinyls and CDs and DVDs and just some amazing pop culture that, like, we just need in our world. And they're trying to tear it down to build more apartments on Sunset Boulevard. I'm sorry. We don't need no more apartments. No, we're good. Like, you're already building an extra one, like, two blocks away. We're perfectly fine without many apartments. A lot of us cannot afford, okay? I can afford Amoeba. I can afford, like, my clearance sale and my DVD.
Right, exactly. I love the mystique of that, like, the whole... It's very nostalgic.
And it's historical, and they're really trying to... There is the thing happening where they're trying to fight it for a historical landmark in L.A., which I just think that's also to have the show touch on that, on gentrification, because we're living on it, especially here in L.A., especially... about it. Like, these big developers are trying to come in and trying to take away what makes the city so great. I mean, it might not look as new, but it's still amazing.
Yeah.
New isn't always better, let's be real clear.
And Callie, I think Callie is just she sees that so clearly. She's a millennial. She sees that this is what's going on, and there is a way to stop it if we can actually just, like, wake up and do something about it and get people behind that stance.
To quote and all that, if it ain't woke, fix it.
Ooh, okay, all right, all right. Speaking of woke, let's talk about Malika, because she has been woke for a good minute or two now.
What?
So she and her friends join a Black Lives Matter group.
Right.
Yes.
And she's so happy because she had kind of not taken a break, but kind of just stepped back a little bit. And then she's wanting to be on the front lines again. Mm-hmm. But she also has this amazing new opportunity for this job where she could really be a voice for inclusivity. Did I say that right? Inclusivity?
Yes. Yeah. But especially for the Black community, like she said, because there are a lot of marketing and a lot of brands who don't market towards our demographic.
And it seems like they are going to include everybody, men, women, no matter...
Non-binary,
gender, sexual preference, everything is included, and everyone is to be added in and to feel like they belong. But then...
But then
they're like, we love everything, but we look through your social media and you're going to have to chill on these Black Lives Matter posts.
Yeah.
And you're not really needing to like or retweet so many things, and maybe don't be on the front lines because that's too political for our new company.
BS.
I mean, okay, I'm going to let Lauren go first and then I'll say my piece. How about that?
Okay, I was really turned off. One, because, you know, I get it. It's your company. You have your own values. You have the right to have your own beliefs. And but then when it's her personal account, I get it. She's an employee. She may reflect some of the things. But if this is who she is and you're asking her to chill out, you can do it just in your private life. Don't post it. I think that's crazy because she's not posting pictures of her dancing on tables, taking off her shirts. Like, this is a cause that has affected her and she seriously believes in. And then for a Black gay man to say that to her, I was really like, wow, how dare you say this to her when this movement affects your life just as much as anyone else's. And I was just like, wow, okay. But like I said, I get company policies. That's when you decide, are your beliefs more important than this job opportunity? Or if there's some way they can compromise. Because like I said, she has that personal account. What if she makes a different account? You know what I mean? Like, you know, you have a personal and private account. And your work account, life account. I don't know.
You could. I mean, I feel like a lot of people would get in less trouble if they did have a private and a work account. But
most teenagers do.
Yeah, I don't. I just have it all out there.
I have one account. But I mean, it's just crazy because it's like I said, a Black man telling you, you know, I get your beliefs, but kind of hush them down. Yeah. Just don't tell the world about them.
I was very shocked at that. I don't know. I don't know. But
it didn't rub me the right way. Oh, my God, thank you so much. I'm not saying I was the past.
I'm not saying I was gung-ho for it, but I can also understand it because this is almost the same thing as Callie when she was doing the clerkship and they said that she had to watch what she liked, what she posted as well. So
I think it's different because Callie's line of work, that's legal. That's legal information. She's dealing with people's cases.
Okay.
She works for a judge. So that, yes, 100%. But a clothing brand, come on, like.
But like you said, it's the brand of the company. And while, like you said, it's corporate beliefs versus your own personal beliefs. And it's also, like Isaac said, you might have to play the long game to get into a position of power where it won't affect you anymore. So that's all in your belief or your worth of knowing, are you going to be in it for the long game? Are you ready to play the long game to get to a position where this now it won't really affect you because you're in a position of power high enough where I can start liking whatever I want to like. I can start posting what I want to like.
I loved that scene with Isaac and Malika. I think they are so good together. I know. And
I love how he encourages her. Like, and he really supports her.
And it's really like he said, I mean, you know how many jobs I have to work that I don't personally like before I got where I am, where I get to start my own company. Like,
still doing
in a way, it's still paying your dues, and unfortunately, dues suck. They do, but they lead to you to a place, and your experiences lead you to a place where you can make the difference you want to make in the world. So while I'm not as gung-ho about what the guy said because I totally understand where you're coming from,
mm-hmm.
I definitely also understand. I mean, if you're really so incredible and you love the job enough, sometimes you got to take a swallow pill.
Well, that's why I say you got to realize which one do you want, because I believe in compromise 100%. Like, if a job told me, oh, Lauren, you got to chill out on posting pictures of what you like to eat. You know what I mean?
I'm like, I'd be like, well, guess what? I'm not posting a photo. But I'm
saying. No, you know, I'll be like, that's different, okay, but I'll cut back. But if they're like, you can't post a picture of anything relating to your personal life at all.
Or what you believe in.
Or what you believe in. I'm like, all right, come on now, you know?
I'd be like, thank you, next.
Yeah. It's the level of, like, knowing your worth and your value, your beliefs. And she knows. Like, she knows how great she is. She can find another job. It might not be tomorrow. It might not be in a week. But she can find someone who was like, I completely love that. You're completely immersed and involved in the Black Lives Matter movement. Welcome to the team.
Well, I totally get your understanding. But also, she did her thesis in college was seriously about job and applying with the name Melanie Watson, and how that got, like, three immediate
interviews
instead of, like, setups. And then when she used her real name, they were the only one who actually used a real name. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. I mean, there's so many factors for that for me, where
there is,
especially the inequality of just my name somehow. Yeah. Seems,
that's why my name
for
is
you.
Lauren.
And I just go by Shay. It's just so much easier to say than you trying to say K. Okay, like, no, people think my name, like, my actual full name has a K in it, and I'm still like, I don't know where you got that.
You're like, I don't know, there's all these letters in the alphabet, and you somehow put one in there that's
or
not.
They think my name is spelled wrong, like, it's missing the L.
That's funny.
And I'm like, unless you want my daddy, he's in Missouri somewhere, so I can't help you with this.
Shout out to Missouri, my home state.
And I'm from Illinois, so you know what that is. Okay.
So let's talk about Jeff and Davia, because they have sex one more time.
It was good sex, apparently, though.
I mean, they definitely knocked some boots.
They did.
But then, shortly after, Davia's like, you know what? I can't do it anymore. But she got in her one last lay.
But you know what?
No, you didn't say that.
Yes. Even when they were having sex, she was looking up at the ceiling like, oh. Like, she wasn't able to enjoy it like she used to. She was, like, thinking about how she's going to end this with him the whole time, so she couldn't even enjoy it.
I know. I think that's like, the sad part about that whole entire scene was just like, dang, I'm going to get one last time, and I can't even actually be present for it. Like, I'm waiting for that other shoe to just, for it to stop, so we can get to the
real deal.
Sorry, honey. Psyche. But she was right. I'm sorry. I did not ruin your marriage.
It was already ruined.
It was already ruined before I got there. You want somebody to blame? Okay, cool. But I am not the one you should be blaming for why your marriage was not working.
Definitely do not blame her 100%. Like, 100%. Right. But she did factor into it. And she needs to realize that, like, maybe don't put yourself in that situation where you're breaking up a family. Mm-hmm. Because even though it is, in the end, his decision, you're still not helping. You're still being a, what's it called? A
factor.
Homebreaker.
Yeah, I agree with you, Dakota, because I agree with you, too. It's definitely not 100% her fault. But she still knew he had a wife, and she continued to sleep with him. And then she was also like, when are you going to leave your wife? When are you going to leave your wife?
I know.
So she was pushing him. She was putting on the pressure. Of course, she never thought it would actually happen. But now it has. And she's like, actually, I don't want to be with you. So maybe you should figure it out. And I'm kind of like, all right, yeah, you weren't the 100% cause. But girl, you played a huge part in this mess. Because even if their marriage was broken, maybe they could have went to counseling. Maybe he would have sucked it up for the kids. I don't know. But instead, she said, leave your wife.
And then she's like, that wasn't my fault.
Yeah.
I washed my hands of it.
Now
I'm like,
no,
moment.
But that's like, I don't want you anymore.
But that's more of a be careful what you wish for. Like, because Davia thought she wanted Jeff, because Jeff was the guy back in Fitchburg, Wisconsin. And to have him want her was something, just something she couldn't imagine. But also, now she knows her worth.
She does.
And that's the difference. When she was with Jeff, she only knew her worth through his eyes and not so much innerly in herself and who she was as a person. So now, having Dennis's friendship and spending so many times with him, she's actually realizing what her worth is. And I'm just really on her side for that, where knowing where your worth is, and just because you're in a different place now. You're a different person now than where you were when you were with Jeff, and having him say, leave your wife.
But she still slept with him two times after she realized her worth. So that's where I still say she's in
the
blame.
She's got needs.
Yeah, because she does. But I mean, like, she should have made it clear, like, I just want you for the and I can say sex. I just want you for, I was going to say something else, but I just want you for the Nikki? Sex. Nah. I just want you for the sex and nothing more. So let's just clear that up. He still probably would have felt like, nah, you still love me. But at least she could have told him then. And then I'll be like, well, girl, you told him you just want sex. So who cares?
Well, I think that was her plan going in before he said, hey, I left my wife. And that's when it was just like,
okay, it made it
now,
a lot harder.
And now he's playing victim. Tell you. And now he's playing the victim as if he didn't have a role in it. Like, that's also what I didn't like about that. Like, dude, I didn't break up your, I didn't truly ruin your marriage. You did that with your own decisions and actions. I mean, I played a part, but don't act like I am the end-all, be-all for your relationship, because I wasn't.
The tea is exceptionally hot today.
I'm just saying, it takes two people to cheat, right?
To tango.
Two people to tango, two people to cheat. But it also takes two people to cheat. It takes one person to be who's married to make that decision. You made the decision to leave your wife. Oh. It's something you wanted to. Don't act like you didn't want to do this way before I actually said something or,
I mean,
quote unquote, pressured you into it.
Cheating is like so scary. Like,
cheating is bad.
Cheating is horrible. Wrong. Understand? You cheat on me, we're done. I don't do forgiveness. That's the one thing I don't forgive.
I would never be able to forget if. I was cheated on, and
yeah.
What if you're married?
That's my biggest fear. I'm so scared.
No, that's my conversation I'm having with you. Understand, if you legit go outside this marriage, the thing we went before God and our friends and our family and did, and you legit decided to break that bond. Know that you're breaking this marriage, and it's not nothing. It's seriously, I
think
can't
it's a lot it. Easier said than done, because I was like that too. I don't say was because I'm not married, but I kind of had that mindset too. Like, if someone cheats on me, that's the end. That's the end. But if you've been in a marriage, not just a relationship, a marriage for 20 plus years, and someone steps out, are you going to really throw all that away?
You threw it away before I did, so at that point...
Oh, I like that.
I'm just saying, you threw away our marriage. You thought this fine piece of whatever, whoever she was, whoever he was, whoever I'm ending up with...
Period.
You thought they were more important than our 20-plus years that we've had together. And if you so thought that, you decided to ruin this. I didn't. And I am going to have to choose what's best for me in that situation and understand... Because I will be petty. If we stay together, I will be
okay. Okay, look, I was agreeing with her all the way up until that, but 20 years is a lot. That's something that you said. Yeah. I would have to choose what's best for me at the time.
No, I'm not saying being petty is right, but however, at least I know myself and I know how I would be in the situation. I would be petty and I would bring it up.
Every day.
And that's the only thing. If I'm going to forgive you, I actually have to fully forgive you, and I can't bring it up and put it in your face and bring it out. And I will do it. So it's better for you if I'm not around to bring up your indiscretion or whatever. Because
she gonna be cooking some eggs. You gonna be like, baby, can I get some eggs? You wasn't thinking about me and no eggs when you was messing with that fork.
You better go over to Denny's around there. I hopped up 24 hours and so was Denny's, baby. I'm sorry, the kitchen is closed.
Kitchen is closed. Dead. And the kitchen is closed. Yeah,
both kitchens are closed.
It's over. Let's wrap up the review part before we move on to news and gossip. In the end, Alice thinks that Dennis has somewhat admitted that he's in love with Davia.
Not 100% sure.
Yeah, Davia obviously shows that she's interested in him by telling Alice and breaking down in front of Alice. So Davia, in the end, walks in all sexily.
Her casual sexy, which I really appreciate the title of it.
To Dennis's apartment. They sit down on the bed and they're getting ready to have this discussion about... They're going to discuss some things are going to happen, I'm sure. But then again, it looks all great now, but I'm sure next week's episode they're going to sit down and he's going to be like, I'm seeing someone.
During the promo, they're like facing their beds, but facing each other, but obviously in their own personal bed. So that conversation didn't exactly go
as planned. Never does. Well, it did in my case, but...
And a lot of people in the chat are actually trying to wonder, what is Dennis and Davia's ship name? Teresa, Jazzy Jones, Arun. We got Fly Chick Brooke in the chat. Hey, guys. I caught you. I see you.
Also in the chat.
I say Double D. Their name should just be Double D. Because you can't really make a ship name when both your names start with a D. Yeah,
Davia. Davia and Dennis. Davis.
Davis.
Sounds like Davis.
Davis.
No, that's not.
So, Devia. Okay. How about Devia?
But I did want to say...
and Via for her.
Thank like you that. All for watching live. We love watching you guys in the chat. I know my new boo is watching live, so how's it going? But we want to say thank you guys for making AfterBuzz the ESPN of TV talk. We love interacting with you guys every single week, but we do need your help in order for us to grow. So if you're watching us on YouTube, please give us a thumbs up and put 5 stars in the comments. Let us know what you love about the After Show, what you want to see more of, and you'll be entered in to win one of these paddles, Good or Trouble, signed by the members of the cast and crew who have came in this season, which we will let you know more about in the next segment. But if you're listening to us on iTunes, make sure to give us that 5-star rating, leave us a review. We love talking to you guys, and we might even read your review next week on the show. And of course, you're going to be entered in to win one of these amazingly signed paddles. But
only
no matter where you are, no matter where you are, please drop us a comment. We love you, we appreciate you, and thank you so much for allowing us to do what we love and recapping our favorite shows with you guys. So tell your friends about it and continue to watch.
Continuing this whole Gael showing up to talk to Callie after she just caught the group chat that she was not entered in.
I know.
Sorry, but you took my mug into the bathroom, Davia. I got issues now with you.
And then she wrote on it? Did y'all see she wrote on it?
Better than an Expo marker, because
I really hope so. Or some app she used, because if she did that to my cup, I'll be like, all right, we're fighting. I'm not what I'm fighting about. But I'll be like, you're petty, and I'll go probably find something of hers and take some pictures in it and be like,
I know. Well, that whole text chain that Callie was left out of was just nothing but gossip.
Against her. And slander.
Gossip and slander. And speaking of gossip, let's move on to news and gossip.
AfterBuzz TV News. All right, guys. This week is pretty short. The cast wasn't too big on posting their lives. But
not this week.
Not this week.
Daisy Egan stars... She is actually one of the few non-binary stars on TV. She said, I don't know if I could ask for anything better. I mean, maybe in the opening credits, the actress jokes. But barring that, I'm on cloud 9. So basically, a bunch of TV shows, even though they may have people from the LGBTQ community, they don't have too many that play non-binary characters. That's awesome. Good Trouble. Great work on that.
They're great about that. Someone for everyone to feel connected to and to relate to, which is very important in this day and age. Absolutely.
Yeah, definitely.
Absolutely. We love Daisy. And if you guys didn't check out our episode review with her, we did a few weeks ago. So just type in on YouTube, AfterBuzz TV, Daisy Egan, and you can check out our interview.
She was a lot of fun.
She was the first interview we did for this season. So, if you have not even checked us out, go to the top and start your way to the bottom.
Yeah, and we have a lot of amazing interviews with past... the past season as well, so make sure you check that out on YouTube. But let's get into some Good or Trouble. Have you been good or trouble?
Okay, guys, so this question was really hard for me. I'm not going to lie to you. But, so today's Good or Trouble question for the panel. Now that Gael knows that Jamie has bought his sculpture, is this going to... Irrevocably, hopefully I just said that right, because I know how to spell it. I just irrevocably destroy his relationship with Callie, as we kind of see from the promo.
And will that be good or trouble?
And will that be good or trouble for the next part of the season? Because next week's season is a midsummer season finale. So
wait, okay, whose relationship?
Gael's and Callie's.
Gael and Callie's.
Will it be unsavable?
Yeah.
Whatever big word you just used.
I mean, granted, let's say Gael and Callie's relationship, Mariana and Callie's relationship, and now also Mariana and Evan's relationship.
Oh, everyone's affected. We know the answer.
So we have these paddles. One side says good, one side says trouble. So we are going to vote on the count of three. One.
Two.
Three. Trouble all the way around, folks. I mean,
I don't think there's really an explanation why we understand why it's trouble.
And you know how usually, like the past few weeks, we take turns and being like, I think that it's actually good because in the end they're going to learn something from it, and that's always the best thing because everything happens for a reason. No.
I mean, the only good I can think of is because of Gael's freak out against Callie. Hopefully, that might make Elijah's secret come out too. So at least he'll know Elijah's secret, so everything is on the table in that sense. Because even watching the promo for how their relationship blows up in that moment, you literally just said you regret
everything
that we've had. you, and like that would hurt. That would seriously hurt. When I've
he
never,
said, now I have to look at your face every day.
Yeah, when I've never done anything.
Yikes.
When I've never seriously done anything but encourage you, encourage mm-hmm. your art, and make you see that you are talented, and you do have to believe in you. So yeah. for you to go full on ham on me for something I didn't buy, that my man bought, that I just didn't tell you about, is a little... You know, a little too much, and then to have Mariana agree with you. Mariana. See, I'm with you right now. Mariana agree with you about that. You're my sister. At the end of the day, you are my sister.
Callie,
you're supposed
out.
To be on my side.
I know, that's what I'm saying. Maybe Callie and Jamie's relationship may get a little stronger.
Because please, no.
But think about it, he's going to be the only one in her corner. Everyone kind of is over her at this point.
Not Malika. I mean, Malika never never really said anything derogatory or against Callie. That was
but
the
she's
thing.
In the group but message.
She's in the group message, so...
going to be nothing but trouble. Nothing but trouble.
But good trouble.
I am not on Gael's side for that entire fight. I'm sorry. You're I think the only reason you're yelling at me is because you can't find Jamie for some reason and you want somebody to yell at and try to make it my fault.
You know what?
Gael's a little too sensitive.
I like where your head's at, but I think that we should use that for predictions.
Okay. Oh, dun 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 dun.
Cue the music.
Everybody in the chat looks like trouble and Teresa hashtags Callie and Jamie.
Yeah, I mean, my biggest prediction is that during this confrontation between Gael and Callie, a lot's going to be built up. They're going to be yelling at each other, and then all of a sudden, they're just going to kiss.
You think so?
I think that they're going to kiss, and I think that they're going to pull away and be like, how dare you? I'm in a relationship with so-and-so. I know, but you make me so mad, and like, blah, blah, blah. Elijah will walk in and be like, oh, what's going on?
This is not a rom-com.
This is a telenovela.
This is not a telenovela or a rom-com.
It's like the beginning of the Havana music video by Camila Cabello. I love that. But I digress. What are your predictions?
I predict Callie's now... I actually kind of see your point on that thing. I don't think it's going to happen, but I can see why it would happen because they're very fiery, passionate people, and they've been kind of in a cone of politeness with each other. I think that I can definitely see why it would boil over into something sexually happening. I don't know if Elijah's gonna pop up. That would be really funny. I'm not gonna lie. I would laugh so hard.
And then all of a sudden, Jamie walks in. It's like, what's going on? They're like, how did you let yourselves in? Well, Gael let himself in your apartment, so.
And you have an open greenhouse, anyway. So also, definitely think that after her conversation with Gael and then her also fight with Mariana, she's gonna decide. You know, I'm gonna move out. I'm not gonna be here anymore. You don't have to worry about paying my share of the rent anymore. You don't have to even probably worry about being my sister anymore.
Oh.
I feel like it's gonna go that deep. In the fight, I think it's gonna really go that deep in their fight where she's like, you don't have to worry about me anymore. You just worry about you and I'll worry about me. Oh, moms are coming back and I'm like down for it. And also, just quickly, I really predict that
you got a lot of predictions.
No, that's only two. That's only two.
And she's like, wait, I got more. Wait, do I?
No, well, now that we're going to see Alice on a stage. So I really hope that goes really well for her as her first time on stage at that comedy place where Lindsay first, you know, kind of dragged her. So I really hope that's going to be good for her.
Oh, there's more.
All right, we got to wrap it up. Well, my prediction is that obviously Callie's gonna move out, move in with Jamie. But I think Mariana will eventually like realize she has kind of been lacking in the sister area. So hopefully they make up by the end of the episode and not pull it over into next season. I think Malika is gonna lose the job opportunity.
Sadly,
yeah,
I don't think she's gonna get that.
She'll get arrested.
I don't think she'll get arrested, but I think I really hope that Dennis and Davia can work it out and actually both admit their true feelings because obviously they care for each other.
Obviously.
It's like watching Dennis have Alice come up to him and he's just gurgling water. I mean, his mouthwash was everything.
Did he even have a line in this? I don't think he spoke at all.
He just said, who's asking?
That's all he said. He was just like, I'm just gonna, you know, you want to know things, spit it out. Who's asking?
Yeah, I was like, did he even talk? All right.
Yeah, exactly.
It was very well acted. I will say that thing's very
facial expression.
Well, you guys, yeah. Thank you. Another Tuesday night of Good Trouble has come to an end. But don't fear, we will be back next week for the mid-season finale. Hopefully with a very special guest, which we'll let you guys know very soon. So check our social medias for that information. Where can everyone find you?
You guys can find me at Real Shade Jones on Twitter and Instagram. And on Mondays, The Grand Hotel, the best telenovela for primetime TV.
Yeah. Hey, don't mess with General Hospital. I'm just kidding. I don't watch that. You can find me at Lauren the Truth and check out my website, lauren-patricia.com.
All right, you guys can find me on Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube at Mr. Dakota T. Jones. Thank you again, and we will talk to you next time. Bye.
Bye, bye guys.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.